I'm your host, George Sainsbury, and welcome to another edition of Dog in the Spotlight. Today I'm joined here again with Lowry Cavello-Phillips.
Hi, George.
And I am also joined with my boyfriend, Joshua Shepherd.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, today's Dog in the Spotlight is one of my favourite breeds, the Dachshund. And I'm a true supporter of the Dachshund. I love the Dachshund. And Joshua's actually coming on the show because he's not as enthusiastic about the breed as I am. And we'll probably talk more about that when we start talking about the dog. Now, before I go on, Lowry, how do you feel about the Dachshund?
I love the look of a Dachshund. I know there's a lot of
some people say Dachshund, so I've researched it and it's pronounced Dachshund.
Dachshund.
But again, I still say Dachshund sometimes, but yeah.
I love the look of them because I think they're so comical to just watch, kind of waddling down the street. As a breed and a character, I'm not sure about that in terms of them being yappy, kind of highly strung, little dog syndrome a little bit maybe.
And Joshua, why aren't you too keen?
It's funny because I grew up calling them Dachshunds. I think that's just because what my dad used to call them, whether it was to be comical or not. But I just don't like the look of them. I just don't think they have a very cute aesthetic.
Oh.
I don't like the little hot dog body and the short little legs. It's
okay. Because they became a bit of a style statement, didn't they? In the same way the pug did.
Yeah. So we're going to look more in depth at the Dachshund. But first, we're going to be doing Dog in the News. In this week's Dog in the News, we'll be looking at separation anxiety, and especially separation anxiety after the coronavirus epidemic or pandemics happened and people start going back to work. Now, Lowry's looked into some research into this and looked at some newspaper articles. Do you want to explain a bit more, Lowry?
Yes, so I was reading an article on Independent, which was talking about how the Queen's Corgi trainer is concerned that dogs will suffer quite extreme anxiety, separation anxiety, when everybody returns back to work, and how to deal with that effectively, because the pets are going to be so used to having companionship 24/7. And really, if you have a dog with separation anxiety, like my dog had, it's a real gradual process of building up the amount of time they're alone per day in order to ease that.
How did you know your dog had separate anxieties? What sort of behaviour did it display?
So my dog actually displayed the behaviours that was also listed in this article. So she would bark or she would howl. She'd get very bored, so she would chew on things sometimes, but also going to the bathroom inside. My dog didn't do that as much, but originally those traits were in place. We had a dog walker for her as well, so she wasn't on her own for that long, but nevertheless.
And I do think it purely depends on the type of dog you've got. I had two dogs, as I've mentioned before. I had a Cocker Spaniel and a miniature Schnauzer, and the Cocker Spaniel had no separation anxieties. You'd leave him, he would go to sleep in his basket until you came home. But Bruce, the miniature Schnauzer, he would definitely bark a lot. He would feel, again, anxious, and he would demonstrate that through barking. And again, I mentioned he was in an apartment. That would cause some complaints. But it's really, really hard to stop that anxiety. Did the newspaper article give you any ideas how to overcome the anxiety?
Yes, on the same lines that I was saying, it says to build up the time that the dog has alone for 30 minutes per day. Up to a certain point, they recommend no more than 6 hours, but also to have lots of distraction techniques in place, the little dog puzzles, the Kongs filled with treats, etc. It can be so difficult, though, when you see that your dog only has you, and you obviously have a whole other life, and your dog is just waiting for you to come home. So it's a really tricky one.
So in a way, it's like starting it now. In Chicago, we've got a lockdown until the end of May. Maybe start going out for a half an hour walk and gradually building up that time. Joshua, have you had any dogs that have had any anxiety issues?
No, what's funny is that I think about it, and I had an Australian Shepherd. She was half Australian Shepherd, half Blue Heeler. And she was totally fine being home alone. She didn't like it. She much preferred to come with me whenever I was leaving. But if she saw me putting on my shoes, she would just go sit in the corner and look at me and then just lay down and
And there would be no issues, yeah.
No.
And it's funny with the anxiety, it demonstrates it in many different ways. It sort of comes out in many ways as then wetting, chewing, being destructive. And I think that can come down to boredom as well as the anxiety.
Yes.
But it's, if you know it's a huge change for the dog, you going back to work. So I think you've really got to think about that, how you're going to make sure he comes accustomed to you not being there and putting those steps in place before you suddenly just do cutting the ties straight away.
Yeah, it's important as well not to punish the dog, is what it says, because the dog is already in a sense of stress. So by punishing that, it's only going to enhance that. And therefore it becomes a cycle almost of the behaviour gets worse, so you get more uptight and angry, etc. So it's really important to mind your reactions with that as well.
So with your dog, say with Zita, the greyhound, did you manage to overcome her anxiety?
She got a lot better. She did get a lot better over time because it's that security of knowing somebody is going to be coming not that long away. I know they don't have that forethought, but she did get better. She was never 100% comfortable, I think, but there is a way of doing it that can minimise all the issues.
There's a new thing, well, it's not new, but there's this app, you can have, my friend had it, where it's like a video, and you can talk to them through the video. And I know they're not physically there, you're physically there. We'd always leave the telly on for the dogs before we left, and they said you can get like dog channels.
Dog TV, yes.
Dog TV. Did you ever use that one?
I used to have the TV on during the day. We didn't have dog TV back home, I don't think, did we? But I used to leave sounds on and things during the day, absolutely, yeah.
I think it's anything, and again, it's not about breeds. Some breeds are more susceptible to it. I think we talked about the Cocker Spaniel, but my Cocker Spaniel was fine. You know, he liked human company, but when he was left alone, he was fine. But it was the Schnauzer who would definitely be the barker, due to anxiety.
And when you think about it, it's funny, we have this whole generation of puppies that are now so accustomed to people always being home with them. But I don't know if you guys have seen the memes and just your friends posting, but I have friends who've had dogs for years, and now that they're, you know, surrounded by people all the time and their owner is home all day, the dog's kind of disgruntled against that. I think some of the dogs kind of like their alone time. I have one friend who posted her dog, it refused to come in the house. It just sat on the back porch and just kind of, she said, come on in. And, you know, she looked back at it and just gave her an unsatisfied look.
Needs her alone time.
Yeah, some dogs can't wait for you to go home. Just go back to work.
Maybe
hurry
you,
up.
George.
Yeah,
like, our dogs liked us.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to stop dogs in the news. And we'll come back to dogs in the news next week. Next, we'll be putting the Dachshund under the spotlight. In this week's Dog in the Spotlight is the Dachshund. Now, the Dachshund is probably the most recognised dog breed in the world. People say it's comical, people say it's unique, people say it's gorgeous, cute. That would be my description, and I'm sure Joshua's description would be...
chunky. And
chunky?
It's, I don't know.
You're just not
keen. The proportions just aren't appealing, they're not...
Oh, whereas for me, the portions are completely appealing. But let's look at what the origin of the Dachshund start with. Now, it was around from the 15th century. It's a German breed. And it was crossed between a pincher and a basset hound to get the long body and the smooth fur. There are three types. There are three haired. You've got the smooth, the long and the short. And there are two sizes. You've got the miniature and the standard. It is a scent hound dog, so it sort of hunts with its scent. And Dachshund actually in German means badger. Yeah.
Oh, why is that?
Because, and you can see with their long body, they would go badger baiting. They would go down the burrows of badgers. Oh. Obviously other small, other animal underground dwelling animals. But the main focus was badgers. And they would go under, they'd be sent down to the sort of their burrows and literally go and hunt the badgers out or flush them out. And funnily enough, looking at the Dachshund, they were bred for it. They've got slightly oversized paws for digging. And if you have got a Dachshund and a back garden, you'll find they do love their digging. They've got their long body, their long, sleek, slender body to go around the burrows. But also, which I read, their floppy ears were bred to have floppy ears, and that would stop any grass, seeds, anything getting into their ears. And also they have a long tail. And the reason why they have a long tail is, firstly, when they're going through, they're sort of flushing out the badgers or hunting the badgers, the hunter could see their tails. And also, if they got stuck in a burrow, you could lift it and pull it out. And that's why they sometimes have quite a strong muscular tail at the base of their tail, so it doesn't hurt too much to pull them out. I found that really interesting, the fact that they literally look for what they were bred for. Even though as gorgeous and as cute and as comical they are, they actually were bred for those purposes, and they have those long, slender bodies for those reasons. So there are three types, as I said before. There is the smooth, the wire-haired, and the long-haired.
And do they all molt?
So they don't, they're not huge shedders. The smooth head probably more than if I had to say one more than the other. The long hair you have to comb. They've got a very thin, silky hair. Mm. And the wire hair, like most wire dogs, they can molt, but it's not a huge amount.
Okay.
Looking at them, because you obviously know Dachshunds, if you had to choose a Dachshund, look on their hair type, what would you go for?
Long.
Why?
I don't know. I just think, again, adding to the comical effect, when they have their long hair that almost brushes the ground, they almost just look like they're kind of floating with tiny little paws kind of sticking out. So I'd probably go for the long, but again, in my home, I'd want something that would not shed or minimal shedding.
And they, to be honest, as a whole, they're quite minimal shedders. Mm. The wire head's probably the least shedder. I would go for a wire head. Mm. I love the wire head. The wire head, actually, funnily enough, is the most popular type in Germany, where the original dog came from, but in America it's the least popular. So they have lots of long and smooth, but not so much. Now, I know you're not a fan, but if you had to choose one, Joshua, which we will probably be getting a Dachshund, but if you had to choose
little
one,
little does he know.
Oh no, he knows. We go to get Dachshunds all the time. If you had to go for one, what would you go for?
Off the top of my head, I would say the short hair, but I've seen the long-haired and wire-haired that I also think are really nice. Like, I know that we looked at a brother. I think there were two brothers. That one was short-haired, one was long-haired. And they were actually both, I was like, I almost considered them cute. I mean, they were really good-looking Dachshunds.
They were lovely. Anyway, so how did all these suddenly different color and different coats come about? So it started with the smooth hair. And then they mixed with a spaniel. And that's when the long hair came. And then the newest, I would say, which still is about 150 years old, is the wire head. And they brought a schnauzer in for that.
Oh, I see.
That's probably why I love them.
Yes, everything schnauzer. You love in one
I
bundle.
That makes them his two favourite dogs.
Yeah, that's why they are. And I love that sort of scruffy look. They're gorgeous. And the sizes. So the sizes, a bit like we spoke about last time with the Cocker Spaniel and the Springer Spaniel, they all came from the standard, the original size, and then naturally in a litter you have a smaller dog. And the obviously breeders thought this would be quite a handy dog to have to go into smaller burrows, such as going to rabbits or even hunting mice and rats, those sort of things. So the miniature was bred out of the standard, picking out the smaller of the litter, and they were bred for chasing mice down burrows and rabbits through just smaller holes. So that gives you an idea of the three types. Now, some people say, well, what are their temperaments like? So when you think of a Dachshund, you mentioned him at the start of the show. What's your automatic thought of a Dachshund and its temperament?
Yappy. Yappy and quite highly strung. But this is a preconceived notion that I have, is that larger dogs tend to be a little bit more laid back and docile, and smaller dogs tend to have more energy. So I don't know if that is the case.
It is. So they are bred to be ferocious. In the fact is, you've got to imagine them going underground head to head with a badger. You can't be meek and shy. So they do come across quite feisty and quite forthright. And you're not wrong. They're known for having a bark. They can be quite an alert dog. And so I'd say, again, it comes down to the owner, the yappiness. I think you could easily have a dog. Any dog could be yappy. More people have traits to have it. But they're just known for being ferocious. Is that when you think of a temperament of a Dachshund, do you know them enough to say what you think about their temperament?
I don't. I don't think I... Because I, too, generally think of smaller dogs as yappy and barking and biting, whereas big dogs are much more laid back. But I can't say that my experience with dachshunds has ever been that. So I don't necessarily have an idea of what their temperament would be.
So when I did some research, and from my own experience, they do have a reputation which is not always dutiful for them. That makes sense? Dutifully, right?
Yes, we can go with that. Does that hang on? What am I trying to say? You saw me giving you eyes across the table.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. What am I trying to say?
Dutifully earned.
Dutifully earned. That's what I'm saying. Thank goodness we've got
someone
who knows English.
Speak the common language.
For the Americans, that's dutiful.
Dutifully.
Oh, he's coming in handy.
That's why I couldn't pronounce it. I was getting my. I've lived here for too long.
Be quiet, George.
So, and they do. They're renowned for. They can be a bit snappy. They're not the best with children, but again, all dogs are different. And also the type of hair is different. So the long-haired dogs, dachshund, they're meant to be slightly more mild-tempered, calmer.
Oh.
And to be honest, you see them with I tend to see long-haired dachshunds. My grandmother had a long-haired dachshund, slightly with the elderly people as such. But again, they could be for any sort of generation. The wire-haired, because they have that terrier in them, they can be a bit feisty, but they're considered the joker, the clown of the breed. And then the smooth is the one sort of the characteristic of that ferociousness. But as a breed, they are meant to be extremely loyal to their owners. And people say, you always say they're a bit of an old woman's dog.
Again, with me, small dogs are for small old people and... If they can't play fetch, it's not.
No, they are the biggest fetchers. They are brilliant. And it's sort of misleading to think they're the old woman's dog. They are extremely energetic. They do need exercise. They were bred for hunting and they still have that hunting instinct. Just because they're small, they're not a lap dog. It's not like, your Bichon Frise, the ones that were bred, or Shih Tzu, who were bred for being a lap dog. These were bred to hunt. These were bred to go out and follow a scent, and they can follow a scent which is a week old. So they do need a lot of exercise. So sometimes when we see these yappy, snappy dachshunds, probably because they're not getting the exercise they need and they're bored.
You were saying though how they are very, very loyal to their owner. Is part of their perhaps yappiness and ferocity that you see out on the street something to do with the defence of their owner or possessiveness?
I wouldn't know, but it may be that reason. Also, okay. I think there's a bit of small dog syndrome, and you leaning down to it all the time, it's quite intimidating. It's quite intimidating. Mm. You going right down to it. So that also could be a cause. But they are one of the most popular dogs, and that's for a reason, not just because of what they look like. Their temperament, if they're trained like any dog, they will be the most loving dog you can have. When it comes to training, they are, like a lot of hounds, can be quite stubborn. They're renowned for being quite hard to break in with toilet training. But once you've got them and you persevere with positive training, they do become brilliant dogs, and they do tricks. They're scenting. Again, I talked about their digging. They do still have that instinct to dig and tunnel through. But again, I think they are gorgeous. And every dachshund I have met has been the most pleasant, cuddly, loyal dogs as a whole. But I think their feistiness can be misinterpreted as yappy. So I think you've just got to make sure, is that the dog for you? Now, some people say they're not very good with children or having them around children. That may be a temperament thing. It may not be. Again, it's a training. But also, health reasons, because of their long body, they can also have discs and spine issues. Oh. And so young children picking them up, dropping them, that could be an issue. And also, weight. You've got to be very careful to not overfeed the dog because they'll put on weight, obesity, and again, it'll put strain on their backs and discs. And what they do say is don't let it jump up onto the furniture. Have a little ramp so it can walk up. I know.
That's adorable.
It's too adorable. So I've only, funnily enough, I don't know loads of people, even though I see a dachshunds everywhere. They are the 10th most popular dog breed in the US in 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
But in Chicago, you see a lot of them. I'd say you see quite a few.
Yeah, it's in apartment life in Chicago, though. That's true. For that smaller dog. I don't see them as much back home in Wales.
No, you don't see them as much in the UK. You do, but not as much as I think
not
here.
Not with this frequency. Yeah, definitely not.
You see them all the time. And what was I, I've lost my train of thought?
How popular they are.
And we're just talking about the training and giving some figures. So as I always say with the Stanley Coren intelligence of dogs, they came up as 49th dogs, so just an average intelligent breed. I mean, that's not saying they're thick. Lowry's average, but we wouldn't say she's thick. No, so she comes under the Lowry area. She's not like the Border Collie, those intelligent ones.
I think you should get
ones.
It then, because I feel like I'm correcting someone's grammar here. So where would you be, George?
I would be down with the Afghan. So again, that may be explaining its training purposes. It's hard to train, etc. Now, does anyone add anything else on the Dachshund? Well, actually, what would you go for? A miniature or standard?
Standard.
Why?
The miniature is too small for me. The miniature becomes almost large rat-like in some ways. And again, I like the Dachshund, but I think the standard just looks a little bit more robust. I'd be scared of stepping on the miniature. I'd be scared of kind of... It seems a little bit too fragile.
Yeah, I think the same. I'd like it... If it was my choice, I'd go for a standard wide hair Dachshund. Joshua, who is 6'6", I'm only 5'9". You say it's just too small.
I didn't even realize until about a week ago when we saw a standard Dachshund how, one, there were two different types, a standard and a miniature, and how small a miniature is. The miniature puppies that I see around the city, they're easily the size of my foot. And I have a size 16 shoe, and I would hate for... that puppy to accidentally end up under that size 16 shoe. I mean, as cute as they are, I think the miniature is cuter, but just for practicality's sake, probably a standard.
Okay, so we're going to be getting a standard wide head Dachshund, everyone.
I like how that's what George heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, we're going to go on to crap facts. The hot dog is actually, the original name for a hot dog is a Dachshund sausage.
I love that.
I know, it wasn't a hot dog.
And then
it was changed to hot dog, but before it was called a Dachshund sausage. And also another fact is, so the Dachshund was very popular in Germany, and it is sort of a symbol of Germany. But in World War One and in World War Two, like many German breeds, the popularity plummeted because it was a German breed, which is funny enough. So it suddenly came back up to, when I say dropped from popularity, I'm talking about in the US and the UK. In Germany, it's always been an extremely popular breed. Now, I went on to rover.com, where it tells you the most popular name for a dog breed.
My favourite bit.
So, Lowry, a boy and a girl. So you want the long head.
I do. Okay. Long head, golden standard.
Wow, someone who is not sure on a dog, you know exactly what type you want. So if you had a girl or a boy, what would you go for?
If I had a boy, I would call them... Winston.
Oh, I love it.
But Winston, I think, would be a short haired brown with a monocle.
Okay, but remember, so you've chosen...
Again, I'll be specific.
Yeah, I'll be specific. Let's go for the long head. What would you go for the long head then?
For a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Eddie.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Little Eddie.
And a girl?
Olivia.
Oh, that's unusual. Yeah. That's a nice one. Very unusual.
Olivia, I think.
Joshua, what would you go for?
I have all of a sudden become enamored with the names Victor and Hugo because you are enamored with them. And I think, I'm like, that's such a good name for a pair of dachshunds. Yes.
What would you go for girl?
Oh.
Because I always want a boy dog, but if you get a girl one.
Margot.
That's my favourite name, and so he just purposely chose Margot
because I don't have another name.
If I went for a wide head standard accent, I like Albert, but
yes, they need a quintessential
British
name,
even though they're German.
Hans
Adolf. No, so
say Albert, that in the park.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, So, but, and I think with a girl, I would go for something like Susan. Something a bit silly, like Sue. Come on, Sue. But anyway, that one's not on the top three dog list. So the top...
You mean there aren't lots of Susans?
No, not lots of Susans. So the top boy's name for a Dachshund, they haven't been distinguished, they haven't been broken down into miniature standard or the types of hair length. So boys is Charlie.
Okay.
Oscar.
Yes.
And Oliver.
Oliver! Oscar makes
so much and sense. Joshua, you love the name Oliver. Do you remember we saw that miniature?
I do. I know. I wanted to call him Oliver. Love Oscar, him. That's funny. Do you guys have Oscar Mayer Wieners in the UK?
No, what's that?
It's like a hot dog. It's the one they make hot dogs. Oh, that's what they're famous
it's
for.
The second. Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense then. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And the girls are Bella, Daisy, and Lucy.
Again, all quite British.
Yeah. Cute names, quite cute cutesy names. Yes. And these are a very, very popular breed, as I mentioned, and they're also popular with celebrities. I did a bit of research to find out which celebrities have owned Dachshunds in the past. And funny enough, actually, before I go on, the Dachshund, the Wirehead Dachshund, won Crufts this year. So they'll be seeing an influx, obviously, popularity once a dog breed wins. But in America, the Wirehead is just not seen as much, but they won Crufts in the UK. Anyway, that's by the by. So famous actors, Andy Warhol, not an actor, I know he's an artist. Okay. He had Archie.
Yes, I can imagine that.
Bridget Bardot had a long hair and she called it Clown.
Oh, okay.
John Wayne, Blakey.
Didn't imagine John Wayne with a...
No, Marlon Brando, Kurtz.
Oh, with a Z at the end?
Zeddy.
Oh.
Yeah, Kurtz.
Kurtz.
Joan Crawford had one. Clint Eastwood had one. Einstein had one. Chico. It's quite cute.
Oh, that's nice.
Adele's had one, or got one. Jack Black, Kirsten Dunst, and David Hasselhoff.
Do you have the name of Jack Black's dog?
I don't.
I'd be interested to hear what he would name his dog. Be something wild.
And I'm not... So most of them had either smooth or long haired. Mm-hmm. But it'd be interesting to see. So... Hopefully that's a bit of information about the Dachshund and our opinions on the Dachshund, and we're still slightly different. So I would always go for Dachshund. I think Dachshunds are lovely. I wouldn't have them in an apartment because they can be a bit barky and they do love their exercise. But it is one of my top dogs I'd go for because I do think it's all about the training. And once you've trained your Dachshund, well, you've got the ideal pet. Lowry.
Yes.
What would you go for a Dachshund?
Again, in my current situation, I don't think it's the one for me because of the apartment.
So let's say you bought your house in Wales.
Yes.
And you've got a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider the Dachshund? Because I know we talked about the Cocker Spaniel last time and you said if you had your wellies and your gilet and all that sort of stuff, would you have a Dachshund?
I would consider a Dachshund because I just think they are so funny to look at. I do think that they are a really lovable breed. I would consider one. I would also want a slightly larger dog because that's just my personal preference. But also, I plan to run away with your boyfriend Joshua one day. So if he doesn't want one, that's not going to help the case.
The jig is up.
Oh.
If you want one, I'll get one, but not...
Not if George wants one.
Oh, Joshua. So, Joshua, we're having a Dachshund, but would you be happy when we are there?
How unhappy would you be?
I don't think I have a choice, but I've learned to be happy.
George tells you that you're happy.
I do say, I don't mind having a little dog, but we're going to have giant dogs as well.
Yeah, we have to have a bigger one as well. But my big thing is shedding, and they don't shed.
And it's going to be a shedding dog.
No. I've got to say yes to Joshua, because actually he gave me an early birthday present, and he bought me a new microphone, which we're using today. Next week, in Dog in the Spotlight, we'll be joined by Lowry Cavello Phillips, and Joshua may make an appearance.
We'll see.
But thanks for listening, and I'll see.